Was on the line now, I have John Leach from Irish Water Safety. How are you, John? How's things?
Very well, thanks, Noel, and great to be on air with you and your listeners again. It's always
okay.
A great pleasure.
Where are you located at the moment?
Looking out of my office over Galway Bay and the Burren, it looks fantastic. The sun is beginning to come through nicely at the moment. Beautifully dry out there and nice and warm out there. So it's looking like a pretty promising weekend for us.
I'm sure when you look out and you see the weather, you sort of have mixed feelings. Like you're going, God, this is great. The weather's terrific, but I just wish people were more careful. Because
And especially this time of the year, because it's still so early. And because of the cold winter and then the long cold spring, the water, I mean, in Dublin Bay at the moment is only 9 degrees. So that's very cold. You know, single figures and we're into May. That's really unusual. You know, you'd normally be 11, 12, 13 degrees at this stage.
Is that the highest it will go?
Not at all. Oh, no, no. I mean, the waters will be, if you go to 15, 16 degrees. But and in fact, then, in the heat wave, then, when you've got the sun on the beaches, you know, on the west, in Donegal, Kerry and Galway, Mayo, you know, those nice beaches, then when what happens is, at low water, when the tide is out, the sand warms up with the sun, and then when the water comes in, it warms the water, so you can get then water, you know, into the 20s. Then at that stage, it can be beautiful. But we need a bit of a heat wave.
It's okay. Well, it's supposed to be get one this weekend. Can I? I know this may sound like a silly question, because you always advise people to swim, you know, quite parallel to the shore. Because for two reasons. One, if you go too back and that happens, if you go too far, you have a long way to come back. It seems that way. Where if you stay parallel, it's not that far away from the shore. And about the temperature, does it get colder as the further you go out, as the water gets deeper?
It tends to, but only to a certain level, and then the water is constant temperature.
Okay.
You know, so you'd only see that temperature difference normally when you've had sun on the sand or on the rocks, and then the water comes in over them, and then it heats up the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you go out into the deeper water, then you will feel it a bit cooler. Yes, of course you will.
Okay, yeah. Well, just repeat that, how low the temperature is at the moment.
So it was 9 degrees in Dublin Bay at the moment, right outside your office, I'm afraid. So
okay.
Just be a little bit careful.
No,
and what we recommend is to avoid getting cold shock is when people are going in for a swim, which people will do this weekend. I mean, you've obviously got lots of your seasonal swimmers who swim, you know, 12 months of the year, and they're well used to it. But for those of us who will enjoy the sunshine and want to cool off, throw a little water over the back of your neck before you go in, and that prepares your body for the cold shock, and it prevents you doing that uncontrollable breathing where you can breathe in water. So that's to be avoided. But listen, wear wetsuits as well. Don't be shy about it. More and more people wear wetsuits, which is great, because it allows them to stay in the water longer, and it prevents cold shock and hypothermia, and people get to enjoy our waterways so much more by wearing them. And they're relatively inexpensive, as you know. You get them in the supermarkets there at a very good price.
Can I ask you, John, about the wetsuits? Sorry for interrupting you, but I just wanted to ask about it.
Yeah.
Do they keep you safe from jellyfish and all that?
Yes, they do. They give you extra protection from jellyfish. They absolutely do. Of course they do, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why later in, say, July, August, if you get the infestations of the lion's mane jellyfish into the Dublin Bay, then you're as well to wear one. Because it does give you great protection, and then put something like Vaseline on your face and the backs of your hands, and you'll not get stung at all, then you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another question that occurs to me as I'm talking to you as well about safety, because you always mention alcohol and water, unless you're sitting in a bar drinking it, they don't mix very well. Is there sanctions against people who are in charge of a craft and say they happen to be, I don't know, maybe on their way out, and they say you was out in Howth and I was watching people and you're seeing a few fellas, a few on them getting ready to go out in the yacht. And I was a guard. Could I go over and say, listen, you can't do that. That's against the law. Same with sort of car.
Well, whilst it's against the law, the reality is that not many people have been prosecuted.
Okay.
In fact, very few. And it's normally as a result of an accident. So say there was an accident, then the guardy will prosecute the person when they find that the person has taken alcohol. And there have been cases like that, which have unfortunately gone to court, and civil cases arising from them and everything. So no, but I mean, our advice is, as you know, we've discussed before, Noel, is 30% of all people who drown in Ireland will have consumed alcohol. And so just, you know, go and enjoy whatever you're going to do, be it angling, sailing, and of course the sea kayaking is getting very, very popular now. Mm-hmm. More and more people are doing it. But no matter what you're going to be doing, have your drinks when you've finished on the water. Don't be taking drink before you go out or when you're on the water, because your judgment's impaired, you'll make mistakes, you'll make poor judgments, and unfortunately you could end up being one of the 30% of people who drown. Mm-hmm. And the other point I'd make about men is that 79% of all people who drown in Ireland are male, are men. And unfortunately, men seem to, you know, overestimate their skills and their competencies when it comes to water. And then they underestimate risk and hazards. And that seems to lead them into dangerous places. And, you know, the majority of the 30% who have consumed alcohol will be, guess who? Men. Mm-hmm. So you've got a lot of factors, you know, there, which unfortunately leads to drowning. So men out there who are listening, listen, don't drink when you're going out, guys. Leave it till you come back ashore and then enjoy your pints or your glass of wine in your restaurant or with your meal or whatever. Mm-hmm. But don't go back out near the water at all afterwards.
And I was only reading, John, maybe 2-3 months ago, a place I know very, very well, and I suppose the advice we always give out is people should reckon either anywhere they're going, check it out with the locals, say what's it like here, and if they look at the beach and the tide is out, okay, we go for a walk. Because a couple had to be rescued off Sandyman Strand there not too long ago because they walked out and the sea came around them. So people should do a little bit of research on the
area. That's right. It's the stranding, yeah, and it's quite interesting. I mean, we lose people every year, Noel, as a result of just simply walking. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes they might be collecting mussels or what have you. Fortunately, this weekend the tides are not spring; they're neap, so the risk is lowered considerably. So we're kind of pleased in a way that it's neap tides this weekend and not spring tides. Because when we get the spring tides coinciding with a bank holiday weekend, you inevitably get people, the Ornellay or the Coast Guard will let go out and you know, rescue people who get stranded. And there's lots of areas on the East Coast as well as the West Coast, but the East Coast has got lots of places, you know, where you can get stranded so easy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, carry your phone. If you ever see yourself where you're in a situation where you're feeling uncomfortable, call 112, ask for the Coast Guard, explain where you are, and they'll have a lifeboat to you or a helicopter to you in no time. And the Coast Guard would much rather you call early. Mm-hmm. Because then they're sure of a really good outcome then from the exercise, but from the operation, the search and rescue operation.
Okay, well, seeing as you brought up John about the phones, we thought over the years we've been doing this, John, that there was enough warnings going out about all sorts of things, alcohol, and children, of course, and being observant and all that with children.
Yeah.
But now you've got
absolutely
the phone in the equation, which people, I mean, I see them walking along the pavements and I'm going, put the phone away. You have two kids beside you. They could run out on the road. And the same thing applies on the beach as well. Just because you're on the beach, don't feel that that's the blanket of safety.
That's right. I always remember, as you know, Jerry Ryan, Lord of Mercy on him, when he was alive, he never did adverts. He didn't do adverts for people, but he did one for us. And it was a result of, he was away on a holiday in Spain at the time, at a swimming pool, and it was his young son, I think it was, as far as I recollect. And he wasn't watching his son, because what was he doing? He was playing with his new phone.
Yeah.
And he looked up, and there was a lifeguard in the water, rescuing his son from the pool. So that's why he did an advert for us. Mm-hmm. As a result of that, he realised, my God, the importance of water safety and the importance of just a constant and uninterrupted supervision. And very often, it's too many adults around. You know, I think you're looking after the children, you think I'm looking after the children, and I think somebody else is looking after the children, but nobody's looking after them.
Yeah.
And that kind of situation has led to awful tragedies. I mean, every year we lose, you know, I mean, we've lost in 10 years, we've lost a classroom of children, you know, under the age of 14.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it really is important to keep an eye on children.
Okay.
And you're probably aware that, you know, our lifeguards, I think it was 279 children had to be reunited with their parents or their guardians last year on our beaches around Ireland. You know, you think of that. We're not crazy looking after our children.
Indeed. You know, and that's the reason why I'm bringing up the phone, John, is because it seems to be getting worse.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to just add...
I agree with you, yeah.
Yeah, I won't keep you too long. I know you want to get out to the weather. But just the last thing I noticed, the safety zone, John. safetyzone.ie.
Yeah, it's a very, very, safetyzone.ie. It's a very good website. We've noticed, obviously, with the country improving again, a little more money around, a lot of people are getting into aquatic sports, which is fantastic to hear. And, like, for instance, I see, obviously, surfing is a very popular one, but this sea kayaking and the kayaking they do down the lakes, they call them the blue waves down, you know, Loch Gallen, Loch Ree, Loch Derg, and there's one over in Achill as well. They've become very, very popular because, you see, it's not very expensive to buy yourself a canoe or a sea kayak. But what we would say is, you know, contact the Canoe Union of Ireland, undergo some training before you head off around the coast. Because, I mean, a lot of people, they don't understand the tides, they don't understand the weather and how it can change so quickly. They don't know how to right themselves if they get into trouble. They don't have all those skills that are required to keep you alive when you take on these adventurous kayaking trips, which are fantastic fun. I mean, we really recommend that people do them. But we just want people to learn how to do it and learn the skills that you require to stay safe and enjoy your adventures, you know.
Okay, safety.
And for instance, one thing I would also say to your listeners, wear your buoyancy aid, which I'm sure you would do anyway. Mm-hmm. But also, you should purchase one of these either personal location beacons. They're only about €150 now. And that means if you get in trouble, you just press the button and a helicopter will be over, or a lifeboat will be beside you literally in minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Or then definitely carry a handheld VHF radio. And just simply, if it's not a waterproof one, mind you, then virtually all waterproof.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But if it wasn't a waterproof one, just get some cling film and wrap it around in cling film. And out you go, and then at least if you get into trouble, because very often, see, if you're near cliffs and things, your phone won't work, but the VHF will work, and the Coast Guard will pick you up then. And so that's why it's so important to have the right equipment, you know, when you take on these. But we just noticed there's a big increase in the sea kayaking, which we welcome, but we're also a little fearful that some people may not be fully prepared for what they're undertaking, you know, when they go up around the coast there. I mean, it's beautiful out to Lambay, out to the islands there. I mean, it's a beautiful place to go canoeing, but you just need to know, well, you know, what you're up to, and that's why we say safetyzone.ie.
Okay.
Go to the Irish Canoe Union and then undergo some training.
Okay, just a final question. I asked you about as regards to legislation and alcohol and sailing and that. What about age? Is there any age restriction on and how you can take it? Say, for instance, someone wants to do this kayaking. If you were 12 or 11 or 10, is there any age restriction if you were going to...
No, not on the sports itself or the aquatic activities, but in fairness, it's a good question to ask, Noel, because in terms of wearing the life jacket, it's the law for all children below 16 years of age must wear a life jacket when they're on deck on any kind of craft in any of our waters. So that's what's crucial. Whilst for you and I, it's only for open craft 7 metres or smaller. Mm-hmm. We would have preferred when the minister brought in the legislation that he left it for all, but he didn't. I've seen it out there in Dublin Bay myself and outside Hull, where you have dad is the captain of his vessel. He's gone out there with the whole family. All the family are wearing the life jackets except who? The captain himself.
Chef, yeah.
And again, this is I've seen it so many times. I'm sure you've seen it too.
And he's the guy they rely on.
Yeah, that's right. And he's no life jacket on him. I mean, it's just insane.
Yes, yeah.
But, unfortunately, some people they for whatever reason it's in their head. The men don't always put on the life jackets, but it's really safe. You bring your family out, make sure you have a life jacket on so you can look after them.
Okay, so we've got the safetyzone.ie, and also another thing I always like to mention is the ringboys.ie. So if you're in the area anyway and you see any lifeboys missing, just give that number a call as well. But they're all linked onto the IWS website, aren't they, John?
That's right, yeah, absolutely. No, they are, yeah. But otherwise, you can go directly to ringboys.ie and just report in whichever county it is and get the word in. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, listen, great pleasure. Have a great weekend. Hey, go on out to the weather now.
And
get
you.
Top up your tan.
I'm kind of afloat, so I am. Yeah.
Top up the tan.
That's it, great.
Okay, thanks very much, John. Great to talk to you.
Okay, bye now.
See you, bye. Bye. And that's John Leach, Irish Water Safety. And again, that new addition is Safety Zone, if you're into any aquatic sports. And it's safetyzone.ie, IWS.ie. You get all the links for ringboys.ie as well. But everything to do with it, all the safety tips and everything we've been talking about, plus much, much, much more.